seventh time isn't the charm. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. It appears Kevin McCarthy has lost a seventh consecutive vote in his pursuit to become House Speaker, failing to reach the 218 votes needed to take the seat, as some of his fellow Republicans continue to fraction off in support of Byron Donalds for Speaker.
We are committed to make change to this institution that has lost its way.
North Carolina Congressman-elect Dan Bishop nominating Donalds on the House floor. The House is expected to head to an eighth vote on this third day of voting for Speaker. President Biden says Congress has failed to pass a comprehensive immigration plan to address the surge of migrants at the southern border.
The failure to pass and fund this comprehensive plan has increased the challenges that we're seeing at our southwest border.
The president speaking earlier today, among proposals from the Biden administration, the expansion of a parole program for migrant groups from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. It was announced President Biden will head to El Paso, Texas Sunday to assess the situation at the border himself.
Right before President Biden took office in 2020, there were about 458,000 border encounters a year. That grew to 1.73 million in the president's first year and 2.37 million in the second year. Officials here, right on up to the president, have said immigration has always been a priority, with the president putting forward a plan shortly after inauguration. It just hasn't been the top priority. That's been the economy the whole time, which officials believe polls show people want them putting first.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Vladimir Putin ordering Russian forces to observe a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine this weekend, this in order to celebrate the Orthodox Christmas holiday. It's the first such sweeping truce move by the Kremlin in the nearly 11-month-old war. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey has announced he will undergo surgery for prostate cancer, but he is expected to make a full recovery. Casey revealing in a statement that he was diagnosed last month and his treatment plan will allow him to continue working in the Senate with minimal disruption. South Carolina's highest court will decide whether electrocution and shooting are acceptable forms of execution.
South Carolina has no more supply of lethal injection drugs and hasn't executed a death row inmate in 12 years. And now officials are asking the state Supreme Court if it would be okay to use the electric chair or firing squads to carry out death sentences. The state passed a law in 2021 authorizing those older methods, but the death penalty activist group Justice 360 is suing, saying it causes pain and is therefore cruel and unusual punishment. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Mercedes is recalling over 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. over stalling engines.
324,000 2012 to 2020 M and G class Mercedes vehicles are being recalled because the engines can stall while they're being driven. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration pointing to water accumulation in the spare tire wheel well and damage to the fuel pump control unit as the problem. Mercedes says owners will be notified starting next month for a free fix, that it's aware of almost 800 reports and warranty claims surrounding the issue, but that it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the defect. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The XFL has finalized its schedule ahead of its return to action next month. The Vegas Vipers and Arlington Renegades will kick off a third go-around for the Football League on February 18th. It'll be the first of four games set for opening weekend. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.